Welcome. Today we're discussing an absolutely mind-blowing concept, using human tissue for computation.
Can you believe it?
I know, right? It sounds like something straight out of science fiction. So, how does this even work? Are we talking cyborgs here?
Not quite cyborgs, but it's definitely pushing the boundaries. This research, published in IEEE Access, explores using human tissue as a reservoir for computing. Think of it like using the complex structure of our muscles to process data, almost like a biological computer.
Okay, so, muscles as processors. How do you even input data into a muscle?
That's the ingenious part. The researcher Yo Kobayashi used ultrasound images of wrist movements to capture muscle deformations. These deformations then become the basis for a biophysical reservoir for data processing. It's a brand new approach to reservoir computing using in vivo human tissue, a first.
Wow. So the tiny changes in our muscles when we move can be interpreted as data? That's fascinating and a little creepy.
Definitely fascinating. The key here is the viscoelasticity of muscle tissue. It's like a fluid and elastic, allowing it to retain a sort of physical memory of past movements, which is vital for complex calculations.
So it remembers, in a way. But how effective is this muscle computing? Can it actually solve complex problems?
Well, Kobayashi tested it with nonlinear equations, and the biophysical reservoir model outperformed standard linear regression. It's still early days, but the potential is huge.
Huge is an understatement. Imagine the possibilities. What kind of real-world applications are we talking about?
The article mentions wearable devices as one area. Imagine a smartwatch that offloads computations to your arm muscles. It could boost performance and battery life significantly.
That's incredible. But what about the ethical implications? Is it safe to use our bodies as computing devices? Could there be unintended consequences?
Those are excellent questions, and I think it's crucial to address them as this technology develops. While the initial research focuses on simple movements, like wrist bends, more complex interactions could raise concerns about data privacy and bodily autonomy. It's a discussion we need to have.
Absolutely. It's a bit unsettling to think of my body being used for calculations without my explicit consent. Still, the possibilities are so exciting. From improving prosthetics to revolutionizing how we interact with technology, this could be a game changer.
I see. Interesting. Got it. Exactly. It's a whole new frontier of computing. Imagine using the complex systems within our bodies to enhance our abilities, almost like a built-in co-processor. It's a mind-blowing concept with enormous potential, but we must proceed with caution and ethical considerations.
Couldn't agree more. It definitely blurs the line between human and machine in a way we've never seen before. It'll be interesting to see how this develops.
Definitely. Thanks for joining me for this mind-expanding discussion. Until next time, stay curious.
Goodbye.